Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? Hey, man, it's your boy PP. I'm out here live at Tech. Mark, it's been great to meet the best barbecue. I'm pissed. All I can say is he got the best ribs, but we're going to find out if he got the best ribs here in the 806, man. First and foremost, let me say thank you for tuning in to Tour. Say when I have to respectfully, this is your boy, Big P. My government name is Peter Richardson, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in. We're about to have some good time, and hopefully we're going to taste the food. Got the best barbecue. How you guys doing? This is what we're doing right now, smoking around.
Alrighty, I got the superpower hour right here.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Okay, just let the people know who you are a little bit.
Boomerang Barbecue, Matt and Sarah Walker.
Matt and Sarah Walker, and what do you guys cooking today?
Chicken, ribs, brisket, and pork.
Oh, okay. How's that chicken going to come out?
Come out pretty good.
All right. Were you guys in the competition last year?
No, this is our first year.
This is our first year? Oh, okay. So y'all have any special recipes y'all want to give away?
The secret.
That's how you know they're on their pre's and q's. Well, all right. Well, it's been my pleasure, and good luck to you guys, okay? All right. Good. Yep, that was Boomerang Barbecue. They were from here in the Hub City, or should I just say LBK. Let's go ahead and keep moving it around a little bit. We got the outdoor chef right here. And everyone seems to be migrating to the RVs nowadays. But here it's tremendous. It's not too hot. It's not really too cold. All I can say is, hey, it's a good day to be living out your dreams. That's one thing that we all have in common out here. Everyone is living out their dreams and wanting to see who got the best barbecue. You know, a lot of people probably sit around talking about, man, I got the best barbecue. But you want to know what? These people are actually putting their money where their mouth is. You know what they say? Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. You can dream about something all day, but if you don't wake up and try to work on and trying to achieve that dream, then you know what? It ain't going to happen. How you fellas doing today? I'm doing well. My name is CDP with Tour Radio, and I'm just walking around doing some interviews. You want to do an interview? You want to do an interview, sir? Ooh, a $2,000 day. Hey, all I can say is good luck. Nah, that's what's up. Yes, sir. $2,000 steak. Ooh-wee. Nah, hey, I bet now that if that steak don't win, I don't know what to say. I do not know what to say. All righty, you know what? We're gonna go ahead and finish walking around and see who all's out here. And make sure to tune in to Sword Radio at pdp.online. That's www.pdp.online. Uh-oh. Hold on. I see a smoking okie over here. Let's see where they're from. Smoking. Where you guys from in Oklahoma? Are you serious? I'm originally from Muskogee, Oklahoma. So,
probably know where I'm
from.
Oh,
Nina?
No.
Nah. I know. Cool. Yeah, Kuwait. Uh-huh. Oh, you're the mayor of Oneida. Oh, wow.
And one.
Wow. That's cool. Well, my name is Peter Richardson. That's my government name. But down here in Lovely, Texas, they know me as Petey Pete. And, yeah, I'm originally from Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I came here, Coach Lee gave me a scholarship in 2005, and I've really been here ever since. So every time I see Oklahoma, even when I see Oklahoma, life is sad. I got to, like, at least wave or do something. Oh, you live in Lubbock, too? Oh, okay. Oh, which part of Lubbock you live in?
I live over by Slide and the March of Sharp.
That's right out of Slide, like 48th in Chicago. You hear about the bees? Oh, okay, 29. The bees, like, there was a bee attack off of 48th in Chicago. It was all on the news.
I've had a chance to watch the news. All
right, good.
I got a lot of fire, then I'm fair in my business.
All right. All right, that's not filming. What's your name, sir?
Leroy.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Gonzalez. All right, do you listen to Wonderful and On the Beat?
Yeah, I listen to Wonderful.
What's that about anything?
I was about to take the channel.
Okay, I was about to tell you, my name is PDP. That's my on-air personality name. Yeah, that's the best way I can put it.
I got it.
Yes, sir. What do y'all got cooking today?
I just got here and cooking just about some brisket and what I saw some brisket.
That's all you gotta do. You can stop her. That brisket for them. Okay. You know what they say, low and slow.
They got
high-tech smokers around here.
They got
this right here. I don't know what that is, but it looks like whatever's authentic, it's gonna be good. Yeah. We're out here at Texas Tech. You know what I'm saying? What is this thing right here? It's a what?
Drum smoker.
Oh, a drum smoker. So you just
charcoal basket in the bottom, you light fire in the bottom. Pick up that.
Oh, wow. Now, that's nice. That's how you can get it low and slow, huh? Okay, so what brought you to Lubbock?
Work.
My salesman out here passed away. I couldn't find another salesman. So piss on, I'll just go do it myself. I need you to get done riding it. And the sales territory is bringing it about three times what it did before. So I guess
every day have a small reason, right?
Only downside is you got to live in West Texas. If you're from Muskogee, you know the difference.
Yes, man, I do know the difference. One of the differences is the trees and the water around here. In Muskogee, you do got a lot more trees and
a lot more water
down here. And it's a little different, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, though.
You got Keystone Lake is one of the biggest man-made lakes there is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's as many people on Allen Henry on a hot summer Sunday as what there is on Keystone Lake. You don't need a boat. You just step from boat to boat.
Yeah, I know that's right. Well, all right, man. It's been my pleasure. I wish you guys nothing but the best, okay? Yeah, two Oklahomans, we got to stick together. Yeah, all righty. So I'm going to go ahead and say, man, that you heard from one of the barbecue chefs. He's a TV reality star. We're going to see if his ribs going to come out on top. He said he's going to give us a brisket, so we're going to go taste that. And y'all just heard one of the Okies from Oklahoma, and then we're going to see if one of theirs, is their barbecue going to win. And also, Boomerang Barbecue, give a shout-out to them as well. I just want to say thank you for tuning in. We're about to go ahead and turn it on some music. So go ahead and listen to PDP.online so we can get to grooving, baby. Uh-huh. Y'all have a great day. Peace.